keep connecting with social media guru Lon Safko, author of the Social Media Bible. Lon, welcome. This is your first cast member segment on the John Adams Show.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm really excited. This is cool.
I don't know if you've been listening to the whole show. We've been talking about you a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Great show. I never miss it.
Okay. All good stuff anyway. Anyway, so how's the book doing, the Social Media Bible? How are you guys doing in sales?
Well, you know, we're really excited. First 4 days, we actually sold out in 6 major metropolitan areas across the country. And
wow.
Wednesday, we found out from the Nielsen book scan rating that we broke into the top 100 best-selling books in America at the 31st position.
Wow, congratulations.
I have a title for your next book, Social Media for Dummies, which was
well,
one I could read.
John Wiley publication.
Okay, so you know, there's a lot of other social media books out there. Why do you think yours is doing so well?
Well, you know, that's a really good point. And I think, really, believe it or not, it's because we actually used social media to design the Social Media Bible. And that's what I'm recommending to all companies is listen to your customers. User-generated content, wisdom of the crowds. We went out to about 1,000 people before I designed the book, and I asked them, you know, what do you guys want in the next business book, the Social Media Bible? And what they said was they actually wanted 3 business books in one. The tactics, what is a vlog, what's a podcast, how do you use YouTube? They wanted a guide of the top 100 companies that provide those services. And then they wanted a strategy, and that's where most business books kind of fail. They tell you about the technology, but they never tell you how to actually apply it to make money for your business. So it turned out to be 3 business books in one, and in the 202 years that John Wiley has been publishing, they've never done this type of a format. But listen to your customers. It must work.
All right. So I'm curious about that third component there, and that is how do we make money from this? So give us a practical example here of how you can actually make money with social media.
Yeah, you know, social media, it's still kind of a confusing term to everybody. Social just means human interaction, and media just means let's use the technology to do that interaction, whether it's telephone, email, or Twitter. And probably one of the best examples is Gary Vaynerchuk, or Gary V, as they call him, a Jersey boy working for his dad's wine distribution company back in New Jersey, built the company from $5 million to $50 million in just a matter of a few years, and his number one tool is Twitter. And
wow.
He did this practical example a few months ago and made the New York Times, where he did a direct mail piece, cost him $15,000. He took out a billboard along the freeway for $7,500, and he sent out a free tweet, which is really just a text message. And the $15,000 direct mail generated 200 new customers. The $7,500 billboard generated 300 new customers. And the free tweet generated 1,800 new customers.
Wow.
All right, that's a pretty good example, Lon. So we can make money with this stuff.
And really
I think businesses just need to figure out how to use these tools and, like you say, connect their customers. So we're going to look forward to more advice from you on this program about exactly how to do that. So thanks, Lon. This has been Keep Connecting with Lon Safko, author of the Social Media Bible. For more information or to contact Lon, please visit thejohnadamshow.com and click on Cast. You're listening to The John Adams Show.